Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as I continue on a message I started on yesterday talking about the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. He's faithful to meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory. And we are a needy people. We have material needs. We have spiritual needs. And I want to share a scripture with you from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13, that describes God's faithfulness in our sufferings and in our testings. 1 Corinthians 10:13 declares, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." If you remember, Paul prayed three times for that thorn in his flesh to be removed. God did not remove that thorn, but God spoke to him and said, "My grace is sufficient." So God was faithful, enabling him to carry on and fulfill the work of his ministry that God had called him to cause him to be obedient to the heavenly vision that God had given him. And Paul was able to be faithful because God was faithful to him. And just think about Joseph. Just think, imagine how that he must have felt. He had to feel that his troubles were unbearable when he was first rejected by his brothers. He was just a youth, and he was put in a pit. They talked about killing him. Instead, he was sold into slavery in a strange land and taken far away from his home, his family, his loved ones. However, God was faithful, and he took him out of prison. Because he had been falsely accused, and placed him on the throne of Egypt. He was second only to Pharaoh. God exalted him after many years that he had been in suffering and in bondage. He was eventually restored to the arms of his father and his brothers. And think about his father Jacob. His sorrow must have felt unbearable when the brothers brought his coat to him, Joseph's coat to him, covered with blood. He loved Joseph. He was the son of his old age. And Jacob's long night of trouble and sorrow and need fled away when he saw that God was faithful. He once again, at the end of his life, was able to know that Joseph was still alive, and he was restored to him as the entire 70 souls were brought to Egypt so God could sustain them during the famine in the land. So God is faithful in our sufferings, and also He is faithful when we're not faithful, when we sin against Him. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Think of the times you've come to Him after being saved and asked for forgiveness. How many times do we do that? And it grieves us sometimes when it's the same thing, day after day and night after night. He still forgives us and cleanses us. The blood that was sprinkled on the mercy seat in heaven is as fresh as though it was sprinkled there yesterday. Lamentations 3:22 and 23 states, The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Praise God. How wonderful to consider the preciousness, the beauty of our God, that he will uphold us when we have no more strength, when our strength fails us, when our courage fails us. He will be the strength of our life and our portion forever. Hebrews 10 and 23 states, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." I want to stop right now because some of you have just been struggling. You've been so had experienced such an onslaught of the work of the enemy, circumstances, everything seems turned against you. I just want to pray right now, Father, in Jesus' name, those that are so bowed down with the battles, it seems unending for some. They feel that they are losing hope, and they're just crying out to you, God, I'm asking in your faithfulness that you will be such a very present help in their time of trouble. You will show yourself strong in their behalf. You will reach out to them with your arms of love and compassion, and they will know that they know that they know that you are going to make a way for them. Even though to the natural mind there seems no way out, even in the circumstances surrounding them, with our natural minds, sometimes, Lord, we can't think of a way that you could possibly move when the circumstances and situations seem so desperate. But you, God, are a faithful God, and you can make a way where there seems to be no way. Praise God. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for encouraging their hearts. And even, beloved, let me share one final way that God is faithful. In our times of unbelief, 2 Timothy states, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. If at times our hearts are filled with unbelief and the promises of God seem empty and meaningless to us, you might read the word and your natural mind knows that the word is true. Even then, when we stagger in unbelief, he forgives our sin of unbelief and he is faithful. Remember in the 24th chapter of Luke, those verses from 13 to 32, it talks about two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And they couldn't find it in their hearts to believe the reports that Jesus was resurrected. Jesus called them foolish and slow of heart in verse 25. Their whole world had come crashing down around them. And as we look in the Gospel of Mark, that fourth chapter, verses 35 through 41, we find the disciples in a boat with Jesus. A fierce wind had come up, and they thought they were about to sink. They were filled with fear. Beloved, that had to be a supernatural storm of such ferocious intensity. They were seasoned fishermen. That wasn't their first time out on the water. They knew the Sea of Galilee. But Jesus was faithful. He spoke to the winds, and they ceased blowing. They were fearful and unbelieving. They thought they were going to drown for sure, but God was faithful to them. And beloved, I just want to encourage your heart right now that God is going to be faithful to you right now in your life. You don't want God to move in your life and bless you nearly as much as he wants to do that. Here, these beautiful passages found in Isaiah. Isaiah, the 30th chapter, verse 18. How precious, how beautiful, how sensitive are these words to us. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Praise God. And Psalm 12 and 5 states, because of the devastation of the afflicted, because of the groaning of the needy, now will I arise, says the Lord. I have these scriptures, I chose them just because there's nothing like the power and the force and the veracity of the Word of God to lift us up when we're down. And finally, I'd like to share some passages out of Psalm 34. Praise God. When was this written? Well, David wrote it when he was in the court of Abimelech, and he feigned madness, and the king drove him away, and he was departed from him. But he was fearful, and he says in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And don't you love this next verse? I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Praise God. Verse 6 says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. He'll do the same for you, beloved. He's no respecter of persons. The angel of the Lord campeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Praise God. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Beloved, there's not a better way that I could end this broadcast with that sure word of hope and consolation. I love you. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. I love you, pray for you daily, and until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.